Welcome to day three of the 5-day business challenge. I'm in the home stretch. We got the blogs all set up and the wrap installations are done. I guess I need to send the usernames and passwords out. Basically though, at this point, it's going to be a matter of content,
because
we're going to be needing to fill the web with little links pointing back to your main blog and your Squish page, because
All right.
We want many people to be starting to get their finding your information, commenting on any of your posts and those kind of things. So, as we head off, we're going to do work on some ways to create content fast. One of which is a program called Dragon Naturally Speaking. I think Windows also has one built in that's supposed to be really good. I had already purchased Dragon Naturally Speaking, so I use it. The longest part is the actual training of the program, because the first, I would say, hour that you use it, it kind of doesn't understand everything you say, but eventually it gets better and it starts actually typing everything pretty accurately compared to what you're saying. And on top of that, you can edit as you go with voice commands. But the good part is, when you come up with a good idea for a topic, if you outline it and then just start talking about each point on the outline, it actually helps bring out your ideas as you go along. Another good way to create content fast is teleseminars, because with that you can also do podcasts with those, set them up as bonuses on your product, and basically you can get experts to give you their take on different topics, and then that if you're taking good notes while this is happening, then you can also write a small article about the conversation to drive more traffic. And it's a good way, and you can actually create complete products that way, especially just outsource the transcription of it, because I've found that Dragon Naturally Speaking is great for your own voice, but it will have a hard time with whoever your guest is. So you'll get, your side of the conversation will be nice and written up and good, but then it'll have a real gibberish side for the speaker. A thing I like for content, and it also is great for search engine optimization, is Blog Talk Radio. Create yourself a panel on there and have it host a show. I recommend doing it weekly, because you'll get people that will, people are creatures of habit, and they will start going to it after they start realizing that you're there. And the more goes on, it just grows. I started out way back in, I think it was March or April, on my first show, and I do mine on Tuesdays at 11 o'clock in the morning, Eastern time. And it's really cool, because the first couple times nobody was there, and then I started asking for guest speakers, and now I have people asking me. In fact, I had a police officer who wrote a book and just asked if I would like to have him as a guest on my show. My show is talking about blogging, but there might be times when that might be a good idea to have a guest that's a little off topic, but usually you want to try to keep it as close to on topic as possible. I'll keep an eye out on current events. Now that's where it could be useful too, is with current events, if something happening in your niche is going on, like say you have the National Dog Show right, in the same area as where you are, then you can say, you know, that would be a perfect topic to have. And if you can get some of the judges on your show, that, you know, you can just contact the people there. Because if your niche is dog training, shoot, you definitely want to have somebody that's an expert in it who talks about, you know, who judges other dogs. So in those instances, you will get a lot of people. And Blog Talk Radio is great for search engine optimization. Links you put on there will get indexed pretty quickly. Plus, your topic will show up in the search engine rather quickly as well. And we also have Ustream. That's a live show, but where you are broadcasting with your webcam, or you can broadcast using the desktop, you know, where you're using the Camtasia thing to show your desktop if you're just teaching something. There, you can either have guests where you can pull them in if they're broadcasting as well. You can pull them into your Ustream and then be able to hold a conversation with it. The only drawback on that is there is a delay, and sometimes it gets really confusing. I know I have to stop listening when I go on a long talk because I'll start hearing myself in the background, and then I'll stop and listen to myself instead of there. But then you can also record these and keep them for either for a members area on a membership site, or use them, post them right on your blog for for a particular discussion on something. So it's a great way to add extra content and also help keep linking back. Now, if you write a lot, I recommend keeping a journal or a program I use Notepad Lite. It's a little, it's kind of like Notepad, but it only does text. It doesn't do rich text or any of that stuff. But it can have up to, I've got it to where it has like 75 different tabs open at any one time. And that way, if I keep notes on certain topics, if something pops in my head, I can just go to that tab, add either a link that I was just at that has good information, or actually write like a short paragraph on it. Then that gives you information that you can go back to use in your blog post when you're ready to write. All right, articles is going to be the most important part, because you can use an article to create multiple blog posts off of one article, because typically your blog post will only cover one short segment, but your articles will cover a whole, range of, you might cover 3 points up to 5 points. You don't usually want to go much more than 7, because people will lose you. And this way, if you say the 7 reasons why you should be training your dog using LiveASnap, then they will say, oh, cool, I wanted to find out about that. And then they'll go. Now, if you say the 101 ways to train your dog, they'll think of that as like an ebook kind of thing. They won't read your whole post. So if you have a call to action at the end, it's not going to be read very often. Now, I have a template that if you use this kind of template for your articles, you won't have any problem getting it long enough for the article site. It's basically an intro to what you're going to be talking about that kind of takes the reader from the broad topic down to your main point, or what your main 3 points are going to be if you're doing a 3-point kind of article. Then you're going to have three to five body paragraphs. If you do the 7-point thing, then you'll have 7 paragraphs. The thing is, imagine that each one of those paragraphs is going to be a blog post, in which case then you can really go into detail in those paragraphs, and then you're getting great information, but then when you are ready to use those articles later for your blog post, you can just take that one paragraph and then maybe write a different intro for your blog post. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But then you do your 3 points or up to 7, and then you're closing, and that there you're just basically summing up everything that you just mentioned. Then your resource box, which will be your call to action to get people to go to your opt-in. You know, tell them or download my free report on best ways to train your dog without beating them to death. Now, blog posts. I recommend doing series at least twice a month. Do like a five or more blog post series. In which case, you can have an intro paragraph, and that's where it works out good for your doing your articles, because then you can plan a series based on that article. So you would have your intro paragraph, then your body paragraph, and then a teaser towards the next post. And then you would insert, some pictures or something to go with that, and maybe a YouTube video or something to keep the people on your site. And then a call to action in the PS. Instead of using a resource box on a blog post, it's usually the PS at the end. I find that a lot of people do their blog posts just like an email, where at the end they just sign off, saying, hey, thanks for visiting, and see you next time. And then the PS will say, hey, by the way, I have this free report on how to train your dog. And then, you can send them over there. And then the next one in the series would be like a little bit of the review of why you're doing this series. And then go right into the second point that you would have been doing in the article. Then again, another teaser for the next post, kind of telling them what they can expect. And then if it's the last one, then you would do your closing there, and where you wrap it all up and maybe do a summary. And then again, your PS call to action. Now, I'm going to give you a list of article sites in the members area, but here, I'm only going to offer 3 of them for, and that's Easing Articles, GoArticles.com, and ArticleMarketer.com. They're good article sites to post right away. As soon as you get you write it, get it in there, because it takes up to 7 days to get approved on most of them. Some of them they're faster, depends, and they do have upgrade options in some instances where they're supposed to go a lot faster. I still have not upgraded my Easing Articles. I'm up to about 30 articles on it. Usually what I do is I'll start a new profile if I want to do a particular niche. But you are allowed up to 5 pen names in an Easing Articles account, in which case then you can have 1 per topic. So that way, if you do a different person doing each topic, and then you can have more keyword-rich information in the bio, and it helps bring you more traffic. Because in fact, each time one of your posts gets posted on Easing Articles, they also tweet on Twitter to your Twitter account, basically. And so if you have a different account for each person that or pen name that you have, then that pen name will send out a tweet that they've just gotten published, and it gets a lot of traffic. Great. Plus, it's great for because Twitter tweets will actually show up in search engine results. So it's also a great way to get people back to your article, which will then get them to click on your resource box. Should at least submit once a week, because that way you're guaranteed to get some more traffic, another wave of traffic coming in at the end of that week. And Yep. Again, there'll be more article sites in the members area. I should have the link for that later this evening. Now, the article, I've a link to an article generator site. It's a really good place to. It's not like that one that they're advertising all over the place, the mass article control thing, but it's good enough that if you have a decently written article, you can use it, and it'll spin it to into a decent article so that you can send it again or use it. So if you buy some PLR stuff, you can actually use their articles, put them in that generator, and it'll rewrite them to a point where they're actually decent enough to submit.
So when you submit your article, can you submit the same one to Easy and Articles, Go Articles, and Article Market, or do you have to spin them before you send them to each of the other ones?
No, you can send them all to at once. You've got to do them all about the same time.
Okay.
You understand that you're trying to get traffic to your site, and now if you go and do it like a month later, they don't know if you really wrote that article or if you scanned it from somebody else, or, you know, downloaded it off of our e-zine articles, now you're coming over here and putting it in here. But if you do it in all of them at the same time, they won't find it, because they'll do a quick search, because it has to show up in Copyscape, because that's one of the things that they use, and for them to reject it. And if it comes up in Copyscape, then they'll say, oh, somebody are using it. And a lot of the PLR stuff gets in there very quickly, because 90% of the time, the person who created the PLR has already a site out for it, and you know they're probably already ranking for that same article.
Gotcha.
Now, videos. I took your suggestion on the article video robot.
Did you like that?
Yeah, it's definitely a cool program, so I'm going to mention it for everybody else as well, and. They've got a coupon code for 50% off, so I figure, hey, that's a good idea.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Now, if you can't do swing the $97 a month or the whatever it would be, $49, I guess, a month if you get it with the 50 off, you know, you can still import it into PowerPoint and then run it through Camtasia. It is more of a challenge. I spent like 8 hours one day working on one article, so until I get that all right, squared away. But the text-to-wave gadget on Google Desktop in 5 minutes can do a whole article into a wave file, and
wow. It's
good. There was only a couple things that I had to change, and actually it helped you find your typos really easily, because if you listen to your article, say, oh, that's wrong.
Right. And that was text-to-wave in what? Google...
Yeah, and you get the Google Desktop on your, and then you get the gadget. It's called Text-to-Wave, and you just enter the file name and then where you want the wave file deposited, and it just does its thing. I like the fact that it's really fast. I remember there was one I had before. I had to copy the whole article and paste it into it, and then it would take. I don't know. It used to take a while. I don't know if it's because our computers are so much faster than them back then, but then you can add those to the Camtasia video for your file, and then at least you've got nice audio to go with your article.
Perfect.
And then you would upload them to the video site, YouTube, and all those guys now that are mentioning three of the tools that people can get. I made them clickable links so that, again, since I'm leaving this on the author stream, it'll give me some affiliate links coming back to me. And the cool part, I definitely recommend everybody using this author stream for their niche. I've got one for one niche. I've got one for the 5-day business challenge. And because that already it's ranking very high for 5-day business challenge. If you do a search for 5-day business challenge on Google, I think I had like the first 5 or 6 spots. And now with this new one, I should have another spot. So I will totally dominate past cases and the challenge by the time I launch the new version of it. And yeah, and it can be done in any niche. I was working on one, there's a very competitive niche, like 10 million sites, and as soon as I put an author stream up for it, I was in the top 10.
Wow.
Yes, I was excited about that. And now I've got to get my actual site into there. So the cool part with this is with your clickable links, if somebody goes in and looks at your presentation, then now they can click on links that you put in there, and you can make some sales or get some opt-ins or whatever it is you need to do.
I love it.
Yeah. I just beat 30-day challenge on Google, so, or 30-day business challenge, so that's nice, because they've been around longer. Okay, now blog posting. I recommend using the ScribeSpire plugin for Firefox, because it allows you to format your posts before you even have to log into WordPress. Plus, you can add photos through Flickr. There's a plugin called Zamantia that you can put on your blog, but you can actually use the pictures from Zamantia using the Firefox or the ScribeSpire without having to add that plugin onto your blog. So it's cool in that way. Or if you have a file on your computer, a picture file that you want to put on there, it'll upload it for you and then give you the link. So it, you know, takes care of all the linking for you. So it's nice because once you set it up properly for each of your blogs, you can just go and upload any. If you install it on, like if you upload one picture on one for one blog, now you don't have to upload it for all the other blogs because it's already there, and it'll just link back to you. So if you do your main blog first, and then have all those picture links linking back, then it's another way for Google to say, hey, this is an authority site. They're using his pictures or her pictures for the for their blog. So it's a good way to increase your SEO friendliness. Now, when you put your pictures or up, change the names of them to have your keywords in them. So if you're taking a picture of a German Shepherd, then you would tag it, well, you would call it germanshepherd.jpg, and use hyphens between words. It helps pull in the search engine keywords better. And then use the alt tag to get together even more keywords. And there's on ScribeSpire, if you click on the picture and then right-click on it, it gives you a place to fill in all the fields for the alt tag, and actually to give it a title as well. So if you give it a title and an alt tag, that's twice now you've got those keywords in it.
Great, okay.
And I've already mentioned it, upload them to your blog. Okay, and then you can also add YouTube videos related to your topic, and you can do a search throughout YouTube just by using the keywords. And most people don't keyword spam very much for video. But it's a good idea to watch the video just before you put it in, just to make sure. And you'll know if you're not. If it's somebody that's just blatantly advertising stuff, you might not want to put them on your site. I've done it for a travel site. I've allowed other travel agents to leave their phone numbers and stuff in their videos. I put their videos on there anyway because their content was good. It filled in what I needed. Plus, I had enough links back to my site that I'm trying to keep people who want to come back to me. Whereas they will only get somebody that one time to either call them or go to their site, but hopefully I've been providing enough information that they're going to keep coming back.
Right.
Of course, if you want to add tags to your post, that's on the last section of ScribeSpire before you, where you can also change the date and time of when the post goes out. You can enter all your tags that you want for it, and also that you can check off that you want it to submit it to Delicious, and then it'll bring up a little window for you to log into Delicious. But at least this way you're getting your tags in it. Plus you choose the categories from your blog. It brings all that in once you've created the account for each of the blogs. And the cool part is if you set up 10 different accounts on there, like you've got your main blog on there, then you've got your Multiply account, your Vox, all those guys, you could actually submit the post that way instead of going through your the plugins that we're going to be setting up on the blog. Sometimes it's actually better to do it that way because it just looks more natural, it's formatted better. There are some times when Scribefire doesn't format very well, and that's when you go to use hosting outside of HostGator, because I've got one host that I've got so many blogs on there and I can't use it because of that. It just strips out all the HTML and it looks like heck. So that one I have to cut and paste. What I do is I copy the HTML and then paste it into the WordPress window itself and then do it that way. So it's a couple extra steps. So that's why I don't mind too much, because it would still take me longer if I wrote the whole post in WordPress itself and then went to all the other ones and did the same thing. So it saves me a little bit of time.
And where do I get the Scribefire?
You can actually download it from scribefire.com. It should be in the PDF number 2. Day 2. And I will have a PDF for day 3.
Yeah.
It will be later tonight. Today is one of those really busy days again.
5 days goes by fast, doesn't it?
Now, homework. We want to finish the product. We also want to have the report created for the squeeze page, and then get your AWeber set up for your new list. You want to have a list that is just coming from this particular blog, because that way you can track what all they've seen, and that one you will also set up, and I'll have to do a video to show how to do this, but how to set up a blog broadcast for it. So that way, every time you do a blog post, you don't have to send them an email. It will automatically do that for you. And then
But we won't use this list on anything except this main blog, not on the Squidoos and all those other things?
Well, what's going to happen is the people will be, the Squidoos and everything will be funneling people in to join that list. So that's our point, our traffic blueprint is to, you know, use all of the Web 2.0 properties as kind of a big net. And as people go to the outsides of the net and they see something, you know, that brings them in a little further, and you're enticing them with content, with the report, and with additional, because if you do a good job of entertaining them while they're learning, they will, they'll bookmark you and come back all the time, because people like to feel good while they're learning their information. And a lot of people, you know, if there are certain people that do really good at teaching technical stuff, and then there's others, the only reason you watch is because they know their stuff, but you wish there was somebody else that was, a little bit, more exciting, that was, teaching you that same thing. So that's how certain people can get really big in certain, like TechCrunch. They know their stuff very well, and they do an awesome job. Same with some of those other Mashable. They've found a way to get people involved in the process. In fact, there's another place, Mashable is a good place to create an account and interact with people there too. And because I think there's that one goes through ping.fm. So you can actually set up so that when you do a blog post, people in Mashable will know about it and then come over and check it out. So it's another way to get more content. And for your new list, you want to have that at least one really good content-rich email for the beginning, you know, as you're introducing your report in there. Then you also tell them about, you know, some one aspect of your niche, and then you know, that way they know that to watch for your emails, because you're delivering, you're not just asking for stuff all the time. Because that the people that sign up for an email list and they get, you know, hammered with offer after offer after offer, they either stop opening those emails or they just unsubscribe completely. So it's always a good idea to be the person that delivers all the time, and it was definitely a good job for that. And basically word will get around and people will start using like Gig and all those places. In fact, that's a whole other topic, and that's going to be tomorrow's topic, is going to be the social bookmarking and pinging again, because there's actually some secrets where you can ping your bookmarks and totally drive the search engines nuts, because now they're finding out, wow, just look at all these sites that this person has bookmarked, and they go and you know, go back to all these sites again and say, wow, this is good. All right, now we gotta give it a little bit more juice because it, you know, it got bookmarked. So the more you can do that, and if you create, this is a little more gray hat where you create multiple social bookmark accounts, then it's an even bigger way of shooting your account up. But that's on tomorrow, so anything you're running into problems with, or you know, needing more clarification on?
Nope, I just need more hours in the day.
Yes, that is exactly. if somebody can come up with that product, they can. You know.
I'll make a million, huh?
Yeah. Now that's where the outsourcing part does come in handy, because if you can, you know, find someone that can do any of the tasks that are repetitive,
right,
that always helps. Because, like, even the social bookmarking, everything, if you know, you know, either a high school student or a college student that wants to earn a little extra money, some of them are happy with $6-7 an hour. Just sit down, look, do 2-3 hours of social bookmarking for me, and you basically just teach them exactly what you need done, and then they can do it for you, and it'll save you a lot of time. And
perfect. I have an assistant that can do that for me if I show them what to do. So.
Awesome, and that's perfect. And
right.
Yeah, and those kind of you know, things will increase the value of your time, because now you can be doing the things that make you more money, like creating new products. And that's probably the thing that you should always keep in mind as you're coming up with new ideas for posts and articles is, wow, I can probably create a whole product based on this one thing. And then, you know, you can either write it as an ebook, or find a few people, do a video on it, do a video interview, or an audio interview, or even set up a coaching program or a membership site.
Sure.
Now, with membership sites, they're good. The only thing is it puts the pressure on you to get more content out, but a lot of content is available out there free of charge that you can, you know, use wherever you want.
Exactly.
Checking out Ryan Dice's continuity blueprints model, and he has all these different sources where he shows you where you can get all the content. It's available for free, but you're saving the people a lot of time by having it all in one place, and so it's worth the price of the membership. You know,
yeah.
It's kind of like doing the Googling for them.
Exactly. A lot of people prefer that, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. And, well, I guess that's going to be it for today. I'll get busy on getting the PDF done,
And I should go ahead and put blog posts on the blog now. It's ready to go and just start doing it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and schedule you can have the first one go live today, and then schedule any other ones. Probably you want one tomorrow in the afternoon, and then, I guess another thing would be to find a good theme for your blog, because we will need to get something good. I mean, the thing that's cool about the themes is they're very customizable, so we could put that the header that you've already picked out and be able to make it look good.
Oh, okay. On a different theme or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. So I should look through themes too, huh?
Yep, and there is a cool way in now that WordPress has been, the latest version of WordPress gives you the ability to do a search in the, where if you go to add new under theme, and you do a search by either keyword keyword, or if you know a name for a theme, you can do it, search it with that, but they will, bring you up a list of, and those are all three, the ones that come up in there, and you can install them right from there. You can just click on it, it'll show a window of what your site would look like with it on, and then you just click activate, and it's live.
Oh, okay.
Some themes have an area where you can edit the looks of it, but most of them, it's a standard look, so once you have it, there's not a lot of modifications to do. It's only add widgets and those kind of things. So that if you have you want to put your opt-in box in there, you put the HTML inside of the widget, inside of a text widget for your opt-in, and then maybe a little bit of text saying, download your report free here, and then people can get signed up.
Cool.
But, yeah. Now the next thing will be putting the product in wrap. So that's going to be a little more of a challenge. Until I get the info from the product, then after that we'll have them on there.
Okay. So the first thing when I get the table of contents finished, I want to give you that, and then get the product finished.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Because. And at least I can get started getting the sales page and video. Now, did yours come with a sales page?
No, because I'm kind of writing a combination. Well, my book's a combination of three different PLR products. So I don't know if you want, you probably want me to do the work of figuring out the sales page for mine, yeah?
Yeah, definitely get the good bullet points, what benefits for it, for each of the features, because then I can make the PowerPoint so that it's really compelling, and people will know that you get all this just from this one product.
Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect. Awesome. Sounds good.
Okie dokie.
Keep at it. Boy, this stuff takes forever. Finding pictures and stuff would take forever.
Yeah. That's why we really condense a lot into a 5-day thing. But actually, once you know how to do them all, then you can just plan out your strategy and sure, make it take 2 weeks. But at least now you've got one that's up and making money.
Exactly.
And that's the whole thing. A lot of people say, it's got to be perfect. No, it's just got to be up for sale.
That's
once
right.
You've got it up for sale, you can tweak it. You can do whatever you want with it. But get something up for sale, because then it's paying for the hosting, you're paying for the email list, all that. So, yeah, definitely.
Very exciting.
Yep. Well, we'll catch you on the next one. And I'm expecting, let's see, tomorrow's Tuesday, probably be closer to 3 because I have a live mic show at 11 and then a meeting right after that. So,
okay, no worries.
3 o'clock.
That sounds good.
Okie dokie.
I'll be here. All right, thanks so much.